Wesley, are you the one that runs the CB side of this?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm not sure who that was. I don't run anything. I don't run anything, just this network. You can't really say that I run this. But yeah, what's your question?
Is there a specific CB Radio Citizens Band channel which links with this?
No, there isn't. I used to use channel 39, I think it was, on the UK FM. I turned that off, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago. Somebody discovered that if they spoke on the 446, they were coming out on the 27 megs. So they were just talking to themselves, well, listening to themselves. And it went on and on and on. So I just switched the 27 megs one off of her.
Is there any chance you could maybe turn it back on? Because there's a lot of local chatter in my area. They're not disgusting, they don't swear a lot. And they're on about gateways, and there's only one that they can actually get into. And we're in Barnsley. So would you be able to set one of them back up? Have you had the time?
All right, I'd love to, but Barnsley is a little bit too far out of my area for CB. 27 megs has a sort of a reliable range of up to 5 miles, and I think I'm about 40 miles away from Barnsley, or 35 miles. There's nothing to stop you from setting one up. We'll help you with that. There's a guy on here that can supply you with a COM port key for your chosen radio, over.
How do you set one up? Just, and would it come into this channel?
Well, you know how you found this channel. You know your client that you're on at the moment. You can use that same client configured to run a radio. And then you're away. So it's fairly simple, but involves quite a bit of head scratching.
So what you practically do then, you're on your laptop or PC, you've got a microphone and an output. Would you just hook that up within your radio then?
Yeah, basically that's it. If you've got a radio that will have Vox, you could do it that way. I don't know what type of radio you got, but the only thing that's limiting for CB is when weather conditions change, you can end up with half of Europe coming through, and then you'll find that your channel has been muted until the interference dies down. I think you're better off using 446 if you can. That's more controllable with CTCSS and other coding, over.
Yeah, the only problem with that is I haven't got a powerful enough radio. On CB, a lot of people in my local area run about 50 to 100 watts. And I've got an amplifier, and the max I can crank out is around 500 watts. And I thought that'd probably be my best bet. I'm going to get out a lot further.
Yeah, it's but then again, your regular users only gonna have, I only use rig power here, so the CB gateway, when it's on, will only run 4 watts, and the four because I only want to cover the local area. I'm not looking to cover 20, 30, 40 miles, which is really some ask, isn't it? And keeping control of it is another difficult thing. So I don't know how long you've been involved in radio. I know you've got the M7 license. You might have been playing with it for a while, or you're new into this, over.
I'm fairly new. I got my license 6 months ago. I'm new to CB radio. The reason I did get into the amateur radio hobby was because my granddad did the hobby before I passed away, and I got given a lot of gear. I got given a few CB radios, I got given ICOM mobile radio, what is broken at the moment, which I'm trying to fix. So yeah, I've not been in the hobby very long. It was just a question of how easy would it be to get it on CB, and is it quite easy to run?
It's maybe not so hard to get into it and get it to work, but keeping control of it is a thing. So yeah, I would say definitely go down the 446 route rather than the CB, because it's so difficult to control on the CB. You could get all of a sudden somebody shouting "Ola, ola, ola" from Italy over your channel, and then they'll be gone the next 5 minutes, and then you might have somebody from the South Coast shouting and bawling. It's really quite a difficult frequency to keep control of, whereas 446 you might be better, fill your area or just have it for your own personal use. But I know you're wanting to do something for the guys in your area. I don't know, have they asked you to? Or is it just something you thought you might do, over?
Well, there's a lot of people in my area. What they can't get enough power out on 446 to get contacts, but on CB they've got enough power to get out for about 100 miles. And what we were all on Channel 40 the other night, and we were on about gateways and if there were any on CB, and a guy mentioned there's one on 446 that you can get into, and it used to be on CB a couple of year ago, but he heard it. He hadn't heard it in ages. And if I could try figure out if there were any more CB gateways that lead into PMR and into VoIP. A lot of the guys that are on the CBs in my local area are licensed amateurs that haven't used the call sign years, like the GB G0 V4RT, not G4RT, GB4RT, which has a full license, so just don't use it, which is stupid. And they've all just switched back to CB.
No stopping making your own gate up and your own channel and linking it so you link everyone together. Sorry, always bumping in between.
I've not got the technical knowledge to know how to do it though. If one of you could tell me how to do it, I'd love to.
Yeah, if you go on Google on for UK, there's a lot of information on Barry's website on COM port keys and how to set it up and do. And then all you got to do is go onto your Zello and create yourself your own channel, your link.
How expensive is that to do? Is it expensive, or is it just practically plug and go?
Now that's something that Wes might help to answer on that, or if Barry's still on the side on how much, because Alan that's on here as well, he can build the COM port keys and do them already, so they're ready to plug and play for you, if you give him the radio information and everything.
All right, well, I'm currently not in my rig, I'm at my nan's, so, and I can't remember the specific model. I can definitely get back to you on that. So, right, I was watching a tutorial on YouTube on how to do it with a handheld, where you just use your computer's microphone in and out to do it that way. Is that correct, or is that just all bollocks?
No, that's the way it works. You can go in on your mic input, you can on your com cut on your com port here, you'll put a CB plon there for your mic input, and then for your output you'll use your earphone jack or extension speaker on the back of your radio. Then The extension speaker goes into your mic input of your laptop, and then your audio out from your laptop goes into your mic input of your front of your radio.
So it is fairly simple then, and you could do it fairly cheaply.
Yeah, if you've got a built-in Vox system on the radio, with a bit of patience and tweaking about and doing, it is possible to get the radio to work if you've got built-in Vox on the radio. Other than that, you normally have to go through the COM port way keying of the radio, because you've got to you'll use the Vox system on the Zello on your laptop, but then you've got to have some way of pressing the button on the side of your microphone for the transmitting of the radio. So that's where the COM port key comes into.
My CD has got Vox, so we'll have to still need to do it through like serial and all of that.
Yeah, well then, if you've got Vox on your front of your on your radio, and it'll activate through your mic input, you'll be able to use the Vox then from the have a cable made up that links up for your Vox, so your radio's on Vox, and it'll transmit. And when as soon as the sound comes out of your laptop, it'll transmit and set the Vox off on your CB, and then vice versa back to the laptop. Your CB will then set the Vox off on Zello.
Just another quick question. On CB, I know legally you're only allowed to run 4 watts. If I was to start running 500 watts through my antenna, would anyone theoretically notice?
Now that's sort of a grey area. If you're causing interference, that's when you'll start stirring up a bit of problem, I think, where people will start hunting you down and trying to find out where the interference is coming from. If you're not causing any interference, who's to know? It's sort of a grey area. It's sort of thing that you've got to be careful. But I can't give you an answer on that. I can't give you an answer, because that's under your own discretion whether you run power or not.
All right, so would you say stick under 200 watts then?
Ofcom gear the answer when they knock the door and they go, "Oh, you're running a bit too much power and you've knocked out the local ambulance station's tetra." That's when you go, "Oh dear, you shouldn't have done that."
So don't run 500 watts through your antenna then, run about 200.
Yeah, kilowatt starts to make next door's telly smoke, so you've got to be a bit careful. Yeah, you run what you like, but you just have to be aware that sometimes people get a bit arsey with it if you knock something else off, don't they? But, yeah, the legal answer is 4 watts. Anything you do outside of that, well, there you go. There's been various stories. So go Googling it and work it out for yourself is the answer to that one, I think. Yeah, and if you've got a car and you run 500 watts, that's fine. It keeps your backside warm when it's under the driver's seat. Been there, done that, haven't you, Nick? Come on, admit it. You've had one under your seat when you couldn't afford heated seats.
I had a Zatagi B300 sat under the seat, and and me what's this other one I've got? I can't remember the brand of that other one that sits up here. That one's a 200 watt. No, that's 400. That's my KL. That's it, RM KL 400. Yeah, it's under your own discretion there, George, what you do with your power. I can't give you an answer, and I don't think anyone else will give you an answer, because like Barry says, it's legal. The only legal answer is 4 watts.
All right, but just pretend that there's no laws. Would you recommend using an amplifier or not? Like, have you ever used an amplifier and done it above 500 watts?
No laws. I'd have 10 kilowatts going out the top of us, but I don't think the missus would like it. There's no laws. It's a bit like America, I think they run about 5 or 10 kilowatts. Yeah, if there was no laws, we'd do a lot of things, but yeah, they don't apply anyway to certain people in this country, the laws. We've worked that one out. just depends how you got here in the first place.
So what you're saying is, do as you please, not as I do.
I'd say, do what you want to do, but just bear in mind the consequences.
Theoretically though, how are they going to figure out if I only do it at certain times?
Time you do it, I think it just depends on whether you interfere with somebody else. As soon as somebody else realises you're doing it, that's when you get the problem, because you'll find that people will open their mouth and then you end up in trouble. It doesn't matter what time you do it. I mean, it's 11:30 now, but it doesn't make any difference to who's sat outside the front of your house looking at your aerial. Believe me, Nick will tell you about that as well. There's some strange people that sit staring at your aerials at 20 times a night.
I have noticed someone looking at my antenna on my roof. Only a young kid at around 5 o'clock after school. Obviously it's not my house, it's my parents' house, I'm 17. But he just walks past, stops, takes about 4 steps back, looks, and then carries on walking.
It's better when you get older, they pull up in cars and get out and come and have a look, and your neighbours have to ask what they're staring at. Yeah, you get loads of that. Bigger aerial, more people stare at it. Start putting your Aggies up, they'll be all round. I think the neighbours like it when they do that. Yeah. You get all sorts of weird stuff happening. But if you've passed your exam, you know what the crack is when it comes to power anyway, because you've done it and you've passed it. So that question is answered when you do it. Whether you stick to it, up to you. But you know what the answer is if you've got your M7.
But if I'm not doing it on amateur band and I'm doing it on CB band, if I was to get found out, would I lose my amateur radio licence?
What does your licence say you can run on UHF?
My amateur radio licence allows 25 watts.
That's what you should do. It's only if you get caught. And that's the same as robbing a bank, so... You've just got to, you know, bear in mind, if you know what you can use and what you can't use, then it's up to you what you do use, isn't it, really? It's one of those. Put a bit of common sense. And the thing is, as well, most of the time, I mean, CB, it's a bit different. You've got to run some juice on CB because it don't go very far. But on UHF and stuff, you don't need much more than 25 watts anyway. You'll get as far as you're going to get. But CB is a bit different. I can't say as I use it much, to be honest, because there's no one on it anyway around here. It's dead.
See, where I'm from, it's really active, which is why I like CB. So you're saying, if I run my amplifier at like 500 watts, if I got caught, I'd most likely lose my amateur radio licence.
I would say yes, you would.
Actually, you got a problem because somebody's going to ring Ofcom and then you're going to have an issue. If nobody knew you were doing it, that's a different thing. But if there's a lot of people on it where you are, you stand out if you're running loads of power, because you're going to be the biggest one out of everybody, aren't you? So, yeah. You've got to make your own decision. It ain't about losing your licence, it's about getting a fine. I wouldn't be bothered about losing my licence. I'd be more bothered about them saying you owe us loads of money, because they just fine you for it. I don't know who would the first to be, certainly we kept doing it, and then that's more of a problem to most of us than losing a licence anyway. It's like, I don't really want to pay that. But that then applies to people who don't have a licence, because you can still get fined if someone starts being miserable and Ofcom come knocking. So, yeah, use your loaf is the answer and make your own decisions. But 500 watts on CB from the top of a hill on a Sunday night for an hour, no one's probably going to bother. If you're going to do it at home and you're going to keep doing it, you're probably going to upset your neighbours at some point, and that's when you get your problem, when one of them decides they're going to ring up and say, my telly keeps going off. That's when you start getting people sniffing. So, yeah, make your own decisions, but I don't know many people that run 500 watts on a CB from home, because nobody uses it round here at all. And I definitely don't know anyone who runs 500 watts on 446. That'd be quite a laugh, but I don't think they get much further than they do anyway.
Round where I'm from, everyone uses around 100 watts. So, from what you've told me, and if I get trouble, I'm quoting you for this, You said I can go up an Ilk Climor on Sunday at 6 o'clock running 500 watts on CB.
No, he didn't say that. He says, if you wanted to go up there and do that under your own discretion, then that wouldn't be as cause much problem as what it would being at home causing interference, but you could still get caught.
Yeah, and we'll end that there, because that ain't no kid, and whoever it is just being a prick, so I've blocked them. If anyone wants to unblock them, they're welcome, but I'm bored now. I think anyone in the right mind knows how it works, don't they? Idiots. Right, anyway, evening, Nick. You all right, mate?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah. He was digging, weren't he? Digging a hole there for some reason. Oh, well.